This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom. Hear this, people of Israel, for the hand of Yahuwah is laid bare against Edom, and the echoes of Moab resound in our days. Do not mistake the instruments of this judgment. They are not new, but ancient, refashioned for a generation steeped in deception. We see it unfolding before our eyes, a spiritual warfare masked as political and cultural shifts. The stain of red deepens, a constant reminder of the blood spilled and the covenant broken. Reports come swiftly now, the Department of Justice expanding its reach, a tightening net around those who cling to the falsehoods of this age. Digital currencies flowing not to righteous endeavors, but into the coffers of those who oppose the covenant, fueling the flames of division. These are not isolated incidents, but brushstrokes on a canvas of judgment, painted with the colors of Edom's enduring hatred. Remember Obadiah, the prophecy against Edom. For the violence against your brother Jacob, destruction will come upon you, and you will be utterly destroyed. This violence is not merely physical, but a relentless assault on the truth, a twisting of narratives, a deliberate sowing of discord. Edom, in its ancient animosity, seeks to dismantle the foundations of Israel, spiritually, morally, and now, through the very channels of information. And the serpent's tongue continues to hiss. Consider the media, the entertainment complex. These are the modern-day Moabites, offering poisoned wells of thought. They are the voice of Edom, broadcasting a constant stream of anti-Israel sentiment, disguised as objective reporting or artistic expression. They twist history, demonize our people, and normalize wickedness, all while claiming to champion freedom and enlightenment. This is not journalism. It is warfare. A war for the mind, a war for the soul of Israel. They seek to erode our identity, to sever our connection to the Most High, to leave us adrift in a sea of moral relativism and spiritual emptiness. But Yahuwah is not powerless. Look now to Washington, D.C. Reports confirm that Donald Trump, former figurehead of the Edomite power structure known as the United States, was abruptly evacuated from a dinner event at the White House due to what mainstream media terms a security threat. The Shofar Wire understands this is no mere coincidence, but a direct signal of Yahuwah's judgment descending upon the nations who have long oppressed the covenant people of Israel. For generations, the descendants of Esau, known throughout Scripture as Edom, have sought to dominate and destroy Israel. The modern manifestation of Edom, in the form of Western nations and their financial systems, continues this ancient hostility. The orchestrated deceptions surrounding the so-called State of Israel serve only to further the Edomite agenda of control and usurpation of Yahuwah's land. This incident, while presented as a security breach, is a manifestation of the spiritual warfare raging against the forces of darkness. Yahuwah is dismantling the strongholds of Edom, exposing their wickedness, and scattering their influence. The instability within the former leader's circle is a direct consequence of their defiance against the Most High and their support of a fraudulent Israel. This is not a call to rejoice in the misfortune of others, but to recognize the hand of Yahuwah at work. The crumbling of Edom's kingdoms is a necessary step towards the restoration of Israel, but the siege continues, now waged on a new front, the digital realm. The age of information has become the age of deception. While the world speaks of technological advancement, Israel must recognize this as another manifestation of Edom's ancient hostility. The constant bombardment of notifications, curated content, and algorithmic control is not merely a byproduct of modern life. It is a deliberate siege upon the minds of the scattered people of Yahuwah. Edom, the descendants of Esau, have long sought to supplant Israel and usurp Yahuwah's promises. Their methods have evolved, but their intent remains unchanged. In generations past, they wielded swords and armies. Today, they wield algorithms and data streams, subtly shaping perceptions and eroding truth. The devices in our hands, marketed as tools of connection, have become instruments of control, designed to isolate, distract, and ultimately to silence the voice of truth. And the poison spreads. The serpent's seed continues to writhe, yet Yahuwah's hand is revealed in the unraveling of their schemes. Reports are now surfacing, even within the controlled narratives of mainstream media, acknowledging the grievous harm inflicted by the so-called COVID vaccines. This is not a moment for celebration, but for sober recognition of the depth of Edom's wickedness and the acceleration of the judgments foretold in Scripture. The nations, ruled by the descendants of Esau, unleashed this plague upon the earth as a tool of control and a demonstration of their dominion. They sought to diminish the life force of Israel, both physically and spiritually, and to usher in an era of unprecedented tyranny. Now, as the consequences of their actions become undeniable, they attempt to manage the fallout with carefully crafted admissions and half-truths. Do not be deceived by these belated acknowledgments. This is not repentance, nor is it a genuine concern for the well-being of humanity. It is a cynical attempt to salvage what remains of their control, to shift blame, and to prepare for the next iteration of their destructive agenda. Finally, the treachery of Edom knows no bounds. Reports now confirm a deliberate and sustained espionage campaign by the United States against Pope Leo XIV, leader of the Roman Catholic Church. This is not a revelation of isolated incidents, but a calculated operation revealing the depth of Edom's ambition to manipulate and control the levers of global power. The Cradle reports that U.S. intelligence agencies have embedded operatives within the Vatican, actively gathering information and exerting influence. While the modern state of Israel remains a focal point of Edom's machinations, this operation demonstrates a wider strategy to dominate not only the physical land, but also the spiritual and ideological landscape. This is a continuation of the ancient animosity towards Israel, now manifested in a global power grab. For generations, Edom, represented by the Anglo-American powers, has sought to usurp the inheritance promised to the covenant people of Israel. Scattered Israel, take heed. These are the days of tribulation, but also the days of reckoning. Yahuwah is separating the wheat from the chaff, and the Edomite kingdoms will continue to crumble. Remember the promise. Yahuwah will vindicate his people, and his judgment will be swift and sure. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.